This is Bloomberg Markets with Paul Sweeney and Matt Miller on Bloomberg Radio.
Chris Baker, he's the CEO of Avante Energy. Talk all things energy. I think he might even have some comments on helium. That's the thing. We don't talk about helium a whole lot, but I'm going to talk about it. Why not? All right, Matt. Helium. I don't think we've ever talked about helium on this show, have we?
Button problems.
Blue button.
Not that I know of. I have not talked about helium on this program.
I think it's a thing. It's a commodity. But
we talked about hydrogen.
Yeah, but we haven't talked about helium. But our next guest, he knows a thing or two about helium. Chris Baker, CEO of Avante Energy, trades over-the-counter. ARGYF is your symbol there. Chris, talk to us about helium. Where do we get it, and where do we use it besides balloons?
Yeah, great to be here, guys. Basically, helium is the most abundant element in the universe, but it's quite rare on Earth. And so it's a byproduct of the decay of uranium and thorium from deep in the Earth. And as the helium comes off, it wants to float out to the atmosphere. And in certain geologic conditions, it will become trapped and form a pool of helium, much like you would see in the natural gas industry. So we've got a group of oil and gas folks that decide to pivot our skills and go after this and try to find this new resource.
But what do we need it for? I mean, can you fill up blimps with it?
You can do balloons with it, but it's got a lot more important properties than that. So one of the properties is that it's one of the elements that is liquid at the coldest temperature, aside from absolute zero. So there's a lot of interesting electronics things that happen at those temperatures. So magnets and MRI machines, they require liquid helium to operate. There are certain processes in semiconductors where helium is required, and without helium, you can't create a semiconductor or address the semiconductor shortage that we have. And then some of the stuff that made the news recently is you know, there's been some new deals with the rockets and taking new satellites to space. And again, you need helium because of its unique properties to launch your rockets. You can't fuel a rocket with liquid hydrogen unless you've purged the rocket with gaseous helium first. Everything else, you'll have an ice problem, and then you'll have a bit of a problem with your rockets, I guess.
All right, so I understand that Russia is a big supplier of helium. Give us, you know, kind of size that supplier out. I was going to say, and what does it mean now that we've got some issues?
Correct. Yeah, Russia was bringing on a large natural gas plant with a helium recovery unit on it, and they were proposing to produce about 25% to 30% of the world's helium supply. They had problems with it. They came on the fall of 2021. They had a fire. They got it back on stream in December. They had an explosion in January. And the plant will be out for the rest of this year for sure. But, of course, with the sanctions and everything else, it's kind of become an indefinite picture for us.
So what do we do? I mean, so what does North America do to kind of secure some supplies of helium if this is something that we need and maybe we can't depend upon Russia?
Yeah, well, this is something we've been banging the drum on since our company started, is to continue to find natural sources of it in the North American region. And so that's where our company comes in. And we've been exploring, and we found a pretty significant discovery of helium.
Where?
We're in northern Montana. So right on the Canada-U.S. border in northern Montana. We've got about 77,000 acres there. And our first well was good. And our second well is what I would call a home run. We're extremely excited about it, and we've got a very significant resource there that we're...
How do you move it? Do you need to set up a pipeline? Do you put it in trucks? I imagine, how cold does it have to be for helium to be in liquid form?
Yeah, so we don't need pipelines. We concentrate it in trucks, and typically into a gaseous form. And then we will truck it to what's called a cryogenic facility, and that will take it down to the liquid form for easier transportation. The liquid temperature, as I mentioned, is minus 272 Celsius, so extremely cold.
Oh, that is absolute zero.
Yeah.
I thought you meant close to.
Yeah, no, it's right there. And so we can, what we probably will do with ours is produce gaseous there, and then there's custom companies out there that'll take it to a liquid form for us. And
Chris, how do you get into this business? I mean, I'm looking at your resume, and I see that you started or at least ran a sports gambling community previously. Now, I do see that you're from Canada, and I guess, you know, with that, there's energy. A lot of wildcatters around there. But how do you go from sports gambling to this?
Well, sports gambling was just, that was a side venture. I've been in oil and gas for 25, 30 years now. And the sports betting thing was just something I did as a side venture just for some fun. But on the oil and gas side, you know, I've worked as a landman and as a commercial negotiator. And this fits right in with that. So a lot of the people that I used to work with have come over to our company. And the skill set is for discovering helium is very much the same as for discovering natural gas deposits. So it's been a great pivot, I guess, of our skills to move over.
All right, good stuff there. Chris Baker, CEO of Avanti Energy, talking about helium. So we can check that box, Matt. We've done helium on this show.